You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, welcome to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. This is Abigail. We all want to live our best lives. Not only do I want to do that, but I help other people do that as well as an ADHD coach. Part of living your best life is to always be setting margins. Let me explain that. It's really important to know how to create and set margins in your life. I'm going to tell you a little story about something that happened to me. Years ago, I was visiting my family and mentioned that I thought I might start taking Spanish classes again. I didn't think I was saying anything shocking, but apparently I was because the table went silent. Then my brother spoke, and he gave me advice that I've never forgotten. He said, "You're living life without any margins. You need to have margins," he said. At first, I didn't understand what he meant, but he asked me to share my schedule at the time of the conversation. From 8 a.m. to noon, I was in company dance class and rehearsal with the dance company I was with. At noon, I would eat lunch, then start the office work for the dance company and for the dance and drama center I co-owned. Around 4:15, I would begin teaching dance classes until 9 p.m. On nights that I didn't teach until 9 p.m., I was at Washington University taking classes for a graduate degree. On Saturday, I would teach from 9 a.m. to either noon or 1, and then either went home to do homework or was touring our dance ensembles, which were student dance groups we had, to various organizations and institutions. On Sunday, I was either doing homework or touring the dance ensemble if it was scheduled for that Sunday. If the dance company that I was a member of was performing that week, that would be happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights with a Sunday matinee. In other words, I basically had occasional Sundays off and sometimes Saturday afternoon. I also don't want to forget to mention that when you are dancing and teaching dance that much, your body is just physically tired, if not in pain all the time. So never mind the idea of getting laundry or cleaning or grocery shopping done. You basically just wanted to lie down. Somehow, I thought I would fit in a Spanish class. It was crazy. I had no margins. There was no room for anything to go wrong or take longer than it normally allotted time. My brother was referring to how a piece of lined paper has margins at both sides, in addition to the top and the bottom margins. We use those spaces for the spillover of words and notes that we don't have room for in the body of the paper. We all need margins in our lives because life is messy and it doesn't stay within the lines. As it happened, I ended up having to have back surgery that ended up not going well. I had thought it would mean a couple of weeks off, but I woke up from surgery not being able to hold myself up and walk. In addition, I had increased pain. So obviously, I was not able to dance, much less come back to work for a long time. Actually, I was never able to dance professionally again. Unfortunately, because my life was so tightly scheduled, my health problems negatively affected others. I wasn't able to travel back to where I lived. I'd had the surgery in New York City and was living in St. Louis at the time, but I was able to make it to my mom's house in Washington, D.C. to recuperate after spending time in the hospital in New York City and then a hotel near the hospital. Meanwhile, back in St. Louis, my business partner was trying to cover my classes and her classes and the company work. I think she ended up bringing in another teacher to help, but it was majorly disruptive. I wasn't even able to come back to St. Louis for about 6 weeks, and then I wasn't able to teach or work very much. Everything fell apart in my life because I had been so tightly scheduled, I had to drop out of everything, and that not only adversely affected me, but the people I worked with. I had no backup plan and no margins, so that it was inevitable that just everything fell apart. I also discovered I had no life outside of what I did of dancing, teaching, and going to school. So when I couldn't do those things. It was lonely and boring. I had had no room in my life to cultivate a life in St. Louis. You need margins to do that. Look at how your life is composed. Are there margins for spillage? Start blocking out your margins so that you have some room, not just to get everything done, but also to cultivate a well-rounded life that always has some space for overflow. During this month and last month, we've been talking a lot about planning, getting things done, and setting goals. Go back and look at what you have done in response to those topics. Are there margins within all of your plans, the to-do list and goals? If not, create some because stuff is going to happen and get in your way. You need to make sure there is space for that so everything doesn't collapse. I hope by telling you my story of failure that helps you see how your every life is interconnected with other people. And so if your life falls apart, it not only affects you, but it affects others. So it is really important to be developing a life and a schedule that has margins and has backup and has room for things to go wrong so that you have a little space to recoup and get back on your feet. So as you begin planning for this new year, think about that and think about what you can do to create margins in your life. Well, that's it for today. For future help or information about my services, go to abigailwerf.com/contact or call me at 1-844-ADD-ADHD. That's 1-844-ADD-ADHD or 1-844-233-2343. And you can leave a message 24/7 because I check the messages on that line. And I hope that you have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.